Supporters chant Greece belongs to Greeks as Golden Dawn leader Nikolaos Michaloliakos marches through Athens. A reporter asked what he would change first.
All the illegal immigration out of my country, out of my home.
Golden Dawn won 21 seats in Sunday's election. The campaign group Expel Racism is calling for the party to be banned. Spokesperson Tanasis Korkoulas.
It is the first time that a neo-Nazi group enters a Greek parliament since 1974, when Junta finished here.
On top of its economic meltdown, Greece is facing what the United Nations calls a humanitarian refugee crisis. Many right-wing supporters link the two. The backlog in asylum applications numbers in the tens of thousands. Last year, VOA met Afghan asylum seeker Hafiz, who, like many immigrants, had been targeted by a right-wing mob in Athens.
They didn't say anything. They just started to beat me on my face, on the back of my head, and all over my body.
The Golden Dawn Party has called for landmines along the Turkish border, where most migrants enter Greece. In Athens, its campaign posters spoke of cleaning up the city and removing the dirt. For the city's Jewish community, the party's language and Nazi-like uniforms mark a dangerous development. Benjamin Al-Ballas is a Jewish community leader.
We are also very concerned, really speaking, that the neo-Nazi far-right party will be a member of the Greek parliament in Athens, where the democracy was born.
That democracy has delivered a shock result. Greek analyst Michael Argyrou of Cardiff University says Golden Dawn's success may have its roots in the economic policies of the previous government.
People mainly from the right wing of the mainstream Conservative Party wanted to register a protest vote. So it is a protest vote, but it is also true that the immigration question in Greece has taken explosive proportions.
Golden Dawn denies it is a neo-Nazi party and accuses Greek and foreign media of distorting its nationalist agenda. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.